Anthropic IPO at $2 trillion. Stock market impact. Anthropic's $2 trillion valuation and late September IPO remain scenarios reported by the media. The actual stock market impact should be assessed based on the offering size, proportion of new shares, and scale of sales by existing shareholders rather than the valuation. Anthropic's IPO timing and $2 trillion valuation are not officially confirmed terms. $2 trillion is the valuation of the entire company and differs from the amount actually raised through the public offering. The exact multiple of annualized revenue represented by $2 trillion must be calculated using the latest annualized revenue data. No causal relationship has been established between a mega IPO and a stock market decline in the same year. Once a public registration statement is filed, first check the number of shares offered and the proportions of new and existing shares. Anthropic's $2 trillion listing and late September, early October schedule are reported scenarios and have not been officially confirmed. The impact on the stock market will depend less on the company's valuation than on the actual offering size, the proportion of newly issued shares, and the sources of incoming funds. Based on reports as of September 7, 2026, currently confirmed information and unconfirmed items, the key schedule and pricing cannot yet be considered officially confirmed. The reported expected timing is late September to early October, while the exact year must be verified in the official listing schedule. The terms of the offering can be assessed only after a public registration statement becomes available. Category reported information, current interpretation, listing schedule late September, early October 2026, subject to change depending on the company's and regulators' schedules. Target valuation, $2 trillion, a target, not the final offering price. Comparative SpaceX valuation, $1.77 trillion comparison. Based on valuation, annualized revenue more than $65 billion as of August 2026, a metric different from audited annual revenue 2028, revenue forecast more than $190 billion, a forward-looking estimate stated TAM $30 trillion, the theoretical market the company believes it can address profitability. Positive adjusted operating profit in the latest quarter, different from positive net income or cash flow. A confidential draft submission and a public filing are separate stages. Public filings contain business risks and financial information. The official wording must be checked in the registration statement on SEC EDGAR. Example of a $2 trillion valuation calculation. The expectations reflected in a $2 trillion valuation can be viewed through revenue multiples. The calculations below are simple comparisons of the reported figures. They do not guarantee that the offering price is appropriate. $2 trillion divided by $65 billion equals approximately 30.77 times. The exact multiple must be calculated by checking the source data for the 2028 revenue forecast. The exact valuation difference must be calculated by checking each company's latest valuation data. The exact ratio relative to SpaceX's comparative valuation must be calculated by checking the latest valuation data. Analysis has also suggested that net income of $59 billion, $79 billion would be required. The exact earnings yield relative to $2 trillion must be calculated by checking the source data. The exact price-to-earnings ratio must be calculated by checking the valuation and net income data. The $30 trillion TAM can be reviewed in the same way. The exact share of TAM represented by annualized revenue must be calculated by checking the latest revenue and TAM data. The 2028 revenue forecast is more than $190 billion, and its exact share of the overall market must be calculated by checking the source data. Comparing valuation and offering size, even if the valuation is $2 trillion, that amount does not leave the market. The amount of capital absorbed is the total value of the shares actually sold. This distinction is the starting point for assessing the impact on the stock market. Item meaning what to examine in the stock market valuation, assessed value of all outstanding shares, changes in valuation benchmarks for other AI companies offering size, total value of shares sold in the IPO directly linked to short-term demand for capital, new share issuance. The company issues new shares, proceeds flow to Anthropic secondary share sale, existing shareholders sell shares they hold, proceeds flow to existing shareholders, tradable float shares that can be traded immediately after listing, affects initial volatility and supply and demand. The market impact should therefore not be calculated from the $2 trillion figure alone. The number of shares offered and the indicative price range must be considered together. The proportions of new and existing shares must also be checked separately. Stock market impact by scenario. The effect on the stock market will vary depending on where the investment funds come from. If investors sell existing stocks to subscribe to the offering, selling pressure may arise in other stocks. The impact may be reduced if new cash or overseas funds flow in. Scenario expected short-term impact metric to check large offering size, increased market demand for cash, final number of shares offered, and offering price, funds shift from sales of existing technology stocks, potential weakening of supply and demand for large technology stocks, fund flows and trading. Value new funds enter the market, potential easing of the overall liquidity impact, cash in brokerage accounts and overseas fund flows, small tradable float, potential increase in initial price volatility, shares tradable immediately after listing, large volume released from lockups, potential increase in subsequent share supply, sale restrictions by shareholder inclusion in an index, potential demand from passive funds, index providers inclusion decision, an initial surge does not provide the entire company with new funds either. Trading after the listing consists of exchanges of shares among investors. The amount flowing to the company is determined mainly by the primary portion of the offering. Growth in IPOs and U.S. stock market returns. The stock market has not necessarily declined in years with many IPOs. The cited data since 2000 show a positive correlation between offering volume and returns in the same year. However, because the methodology has not been disclosed, this cannot be interpreted as a causal relationship. The S&P 500 price index rose 26.9% in 2021. The IPO market was also reported to have reached a large scale that year. This example alone does not show that IPOs created the bull market. In a bull market, companies can more easily list at high prices. When investment demand is strong, IPOs and existing stocks can rise together. Interest rates and the economic outlook affect both markets simultaneously. A decline 1 or 2 years later may overlap with other variables, such as monetary policy. The interpretation that growth in IPOs causes a subsequent decline is therefore also limited. The correlation may have an explanation in the opposite direction. The possibility that a bull market increased the supply of IPOs must also be considered. Comparison with SpaceX and OpenAI, even if the three companies are mentioned together, their listing terms are not the same. A comparison requires offering sizes and financial data from the same point in time. Placing valuation figures side by side alone can create a misleading impression of how much capital they would absorb. Company status compared in the article limitation of the comparison. Anthropic, a target valuation of $2 trillion, was reported public registration statement and final pricing not yet confirmed. SpaceX presented as $1.77 trillion based on the offering price, capital demand cannot be compared because the offering size was not provided. OpenAI mentioned alongside them as a listing candidate. No figures were provided for the schedule or offering terms. If Anthropic lists at $2 trillion, it will be larger by valuation. However, describing it as the largest IPO ever requires a clear criterion. Rankings by valuation and by actual capital raised may differ. Criteria for assessing beneficiary stocks in Korea: for a Korean stock to benefit, an actual economic connection must be confirmed. A simple AI business partnership or simultaneous mention of names is not enough. The connection must be verified through disclosures and financial statements. Check whether it directly holds an equity stake in Anthropic. If the holding is indirect through a fund, calculate the attributable percentage. Check the latest carrying value and valuation method. Review the lockup and when the shares can be sold. Distinguish unrealized valuation gains from cash inflows. If the equity stake is small, a $2 trillion valuation will also have a small impact on the financial statements. Supply contracts are separate from an increase in equity value. A rise in the price of a related stock alone cannot prove that it benefits. Additional share supply after the offering, the supply schedule after the listing, may be a larger variable than the first day of trading. Once existing shareholders' sale restrictions expire, the tradable float may increase. Employee stock compensation also creates the possibility of dilution. Supply and demand effects in the opposite direction also exist. Inclusion in major indexes may prompt buying by passive funds. However, the timing and eligibility for inclusion are not determined automatically. This factor is often omitted from simple comparisons of IPO sizes. The shareholder composition and compensation plans in the registration statement must be reviewed. Stock-based compensation expense should also be examined in the first earnings report after the listing. Common mistakes: the most common mistake is interpreting $2 trillion as the offering size. It is also incorrect to view TAM as projected revenue. Positive adjusted operating profit must not be misread as positive net income. The target valuation is not the final offering price. Annualized revenue is not audited annual revenue. 2028 revenue is not a confirmed result. A $30 trillion TAM is not a promise of achievable revenue. The correlation between an index rising and growth in IPOs is not causation. The first day share price does not prove the company's long-term profitability. Order for reviewing the public filing. Once public documents become available, the definitions of the figures must be aligned first. The reported targets may differ from the figures in the filing. Checking them in the following order can reduce comparison errors. Find Anthropic's registration statement on SEC EDGAR. Check the proposed number of shares offered and the price range. Distinguish new share issuance from sales by existing shareholders. Compare revenue, net loss, and cash flow over the same period. Review cloud costs and customer concentration risks. Check stock-based compensation and the fully diluted share count. Review the planned use of proceeds and lockup terms. Frequently asked questions: has Anthropic's listing date been confirmed? It cannot yet be considered a confirmed listing date. Late September, early October 2026 is the reported expected schedule. The company's announcements and public SEC filings must be checked again. Will $2 trillion leave the market? The full $2 trillion is not required as offering capital. It is the target valuation applied to all of the company's shares. Actual capital demand must be assessed based on the offering size. What does a $30 trillion TAM mean? TAM is the total market size that can theoretically be addressed. It is not the company's projected revenue or guaranteed demand. The broader the market definition, the larger the TAM can be. Does first quarter profitability support the valuation? The reported profit is based on adjusted operating profit. It may differ from net income, which includes stock-based compensation expense and other items. Sustainability must be assessed through cash flow over multiple quarters. Is a mega IPO a signal of a stock market decline? It is not, by itself, a definitive signal of a decline. In the past, growth in IPOs and index gains in the same year have sometimes occurred together. Other variables, including interest rates and the economy, must also be considered.